You're listening to the Freedom Fiends on North Central You're listening to the Freedom Fiends on North Central Massachusetts local news talk radio.
Back when there was polio and separate bathrooms for men and women.
Sorry, Michael, I'm cracking up here.
Okay, I'm going to edit all that out. Help me out here. Get in the character.
The Constitution and get back to when things were good.
Call me by name so people know who you're talking to at least once.
Okay. You know, Michael, if we had another man like Eisenhower.
Just to do some sound check testing. And, you know, I think if there's ever a time when, like, NEMA can't do a Wednesday show and you guys aren't around and nobody's around, I'm just going to release a bunch of outtakes of other shows.
Nice.
That's awesome.
I like that idea. Uh-huh. You know, I mean, as long as I'm included, I like that idea. Anything that includes me is pretty much aces in my book.
Yes, Ed and or Ethan. You know, I'm going to introduce you guys by basically calling you the Terrence and Philip of Liberty and saying that you're as angry as us Americans, but much more polite about it. As angry as us American libertarians about what's wrong with the world, but you're really polite about it. And then I'm going to point out the fact that I kind of think of you two as collectively, like not collectivists, but like, I don't know who I was chatting with on the pigeon last night. It was just
Ed.
It was Ed and or Ethan to me, you know?
Right. You know what? We actually get that a lot. Uh-huh. It's
Can't
funny.
Tell us apart.
There's somebody that we text back and forth with, and he always tells me, even on text when the number is displayed, he's not entirely sure who he's talking to, which baffles me.
I mean, yeah.
That's what phone numbers are for. But, you know.
You guys sound a little bit alike, but you know what it is, too?
In voices?
Yeah. A little bit. One is a little deeper. One is, I don't know which one is which, but.
Yeah, Ed's the deeper, bassier guy.
Ed's the deeper guy, yeah.
Well, I think
You have the more of the polished inflection radio voice, though.
Right.
That's for sure.
The polished.
Who are you talking
sort of
to?
Professional sounding. I don't know. We're talking
to
each
me?
Other. Michael, you've just come out of the conversation here. You're basically
now
an ancillary character.
Oh, that's what I am on this. This is Ed and or Ethan and Michael being the board op.
Oh, I'm not getting sound again.
Oh, you're not getting sound. Look, what the hell?
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So where were we in talking about my uselessness? Who has the polished radio voice? You weren't telling me I had a polished radio voice, were you?
No, we wouldn't dream of telling you that.
You were telling Ethan that? Were you telling Ethan that?
Yeah, Ed was telling me, Ethan, that very
okay,
thing indeed.
Okay, good.
Because yes, I have a polished radio voice.
Any polish on my radio voice, I think, is gear. Other than that, I think I sound like a stone surfer. I think I sound like Spicoli. Did you ever see Fast Times at Ridgemont High?
No.
I don't know what that is. What is that a boot? It's a movie from the 80s, like a coming of age high school movie starring who's the guy that's a communist now in Hollywood? Oh, that really narrows it down.
I know the one
that wants to have Republican congressmen institutionalized. Does that ring a bell?
What?
No.
You didn't hear about that? Man, you guys, it takes a while for the news to get up there in the dog sled, doesn't it?
Sean
Penn. Sean Penn, when he was like 18, played a character named Spicoli, who was a long-haired, blonde surfer dude in this movie, Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Okay.
Yeah.
And
he kind of talks like this and like, you know, like, I don't like school, man. It's really, I don't know. I can't really do a California Valley voice, but yeah. He's a stone surfer, and I think I sound like a stone surfer, though I am neither.
Right. But do you not have a history of at least being a candidate for stone surferdom? I mean, maybe not surferdom, but...
I don't know. I never liked marijuana. I've done a lot of drugs in my day, but I never liked marijuana. I've been sober for almost 20 years, but basically, I liked alcohol and heroin. You know, in Lib Pair, that would be the name of a nightclub, but you know,
alcohol and heroin.
It'd be next door to alcohol, tobacco, firearms, and explosives.
Right. Okay. Also, just right down the street from the condoms to go store. I saw a picture of that recently.
That was funny.
You know that America has like an organization in the government called the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, right? Do you know that?
Yeah. Didn't they murder a bunch of people in Waco or something?
Yeah. Yeah. They always murder people. But somebody said that, like, you know, in LibPair, I don't think they said LibPair, but they said, like, you know, in a just society, alcohol, tobacco, firearms, and explosives would be the name of a store.
Okay.
Yeah.
Really?
I could see it.
I've also heard it called the Bureau of All Things Fun, ATF.
All Things Fun? I like that, too.
I'm going to change our setup here.
Okay. Apparently we're... Michael. All right. So now we can hear nothing. Michael is separated from our ears.
You should be able to hear.
You can hear nothing?
Oh. No, we can hear something. Yeah, through the monitors. See, that's a problem.
Can you hear yourself, Michael, now when you talk?
Yeah, I can hear myself when I talk and burp, and the Canadians go, "Oh boy, what's he going on about? He burped. He let gas out of his orifice in his face. I don't understand." I went a little Irish there, man. That was, I don't know what happened, but that sounded a little more Irish than...
Yeah, that sounded Irish, really? Because I thought that sounded kind of, I don't know, queen-like.
Queen-like? Oh, like, yeah, the queen. You know, yeah, it actually kind of sounded more like the Munchkins on Wizard of Oz. Do you know what Wizard of Oz is? Have you ever seen that up there?
Of course. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yes.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know what of America makes it there.
Well, it's interesting, Michael. I've got a CBC story talking about how the CBC is losing their license to play hockey, to play our hockey, the national sport. And how this guy's like, oh, we need to give them more money. We need to give them more money because the private sector, you know, all the other networks in Canada rely on American content, like for like 80% of their content.
Yeah.
So we know what you guys are the entertainment kings of the world, and we soak everything up pretty much.
Yeah. Yeah. And then doesn't Canada like have like government funded media, a lot of it? Like they give a lot of money to filmmakers and things like that. To try to catch up.
In fact, our province is the only province that decided to ditch the film tax credit. So now we get constantly hammered by the neighboring provinces saying, well, we still offer a film tax credit. That's why the film industry is so popular here. Look at what you've done to yourselves. Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
It has nothing to do with California having like fuck-ass high taxes.
Yeah. Yeah. England tried in the 40s. England... had like a requirement that like 20% of all films shown in British cinemas had to be British produced. And it created this kind of film called quota films. And they were horrible. And like a lot of people got their start in them, you know, like Hitchcock's cameraman got his cinematographer got his start in that industry. But it was it actually made British cinema worse. And, it, you know, they started out as kind of like nobody in the world knew about British cinema, and after the government got involved, everyone thought British cinema was substandard. Like, they were better off when they were nobody, you know, in cinema.
Okay.
Star Wars was filmed in Britain.
Was it?
Yeah,
it was filmed in Britain, but it was American people making it. American.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Americans make film pretty well. It's you know, if there's a few things Americans do, one is like, make something that has really like no social redeeming value and spend millions and millions of dollars on it to like keep people going yay and clapping. That's what Americans do.
We're just really good at subsidizing that. It's funny, you know, Michael, our news channels in Canada, there are private news channels, all of them without exception lose money. But they're all given about, you know, in the neighborhood of $15 to $25 million in subsidy just to exist.
Hey, can we do a little sound check here thing of, do you guys have control over the volume you're sending me without changing what's in your headphones?
Yes.
Yes.
Can you turn it down about 25%?
Okay.
25%.
And then go ahead and talk some.
How about that?
How about now,
testing
Michael?
1, 2.
turn it down about 25% more. No. Because I can turn you up on my end, but I'm getting a little bit of red light every time you talk, so that means it's a little clipped.
Okay, I gotcha.
Go ahead.
How about that now? How about now? Testing 1, 2.
Turn it down like a quarter of what it is now, like to where you think you're almost not sending me a signal.
Okay, there. How about that now?
Yeah.
We're real low now.
low as you can go.
Turn it up about 30% of that. Like, split the difference between that and the last thing you're at before you turned it down to that.
Okay, how about that?
Yeah,
talk, both that. Of you? Okay.
Okay, testing. I'm talking. Ed, are you talking?
Why am talking?
Did you just say, why am talking?
I am talking. I missed this a letter.
So are you guys ready to bash public health care?
All day long.
Yeah, well, you know. That's how you win the hearts of American talk radio listeners right now. I think we should start with that. Okay, has there been that kind of health care your whole life there, or was it implemented? Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Since the 50s in this province.
Okay. Yeah, in fact, the province we're living in is the origin, the mm-hmm. central, you know, the ground zero for the healthcare implementation.
Hey, if you guys ever got syndicated like we are, would any Canadian stations play you?
Probably not. I sincerely doubt it.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
maybe somewhere in Calgary, you know, or Edmonton or something.
We have a real problem in Canada with the CRTC deciding who is and who is not allowed to have a radio station. So the barriers to entry for even starting a station here are very high.
Well, they are here too because of the FCC, but it's really bizarre the combination of events and just things and laws that have led to the fact that the Freedom Fiends can be on radio. And I think it's a window that's going to close within 3 to 5 years, possibly 1 to 3 years. But I'm really? Enjoying it. Yeah.
So it's in fact progressing towards greater totalitarianism in the field of talk radio.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think Obama is going to fucking touch it. I think he is not going to. Oops, I swore. I don't swear on Saturdays and Sundays when I have a microphone for me. Even if
yeah,
we're not
I noticed
on the air
I
yet.
Swore too. Yeah.
Yeah. Don't swear.
Yeah.
Here's the thing about swearing. Okay. If you swear, you're going to do me great harm because I'm going to get kicked off stations. You probably won't get an FCC. We probably won't get an FCC fine, or the stations probably won't. But we will get kicked off stations we're on if you swear today. So mm-hmm. there is a cuss dump, and it takes 20 seconds to build after each ad break. So when the ad break comes, and when the ad break's done and it's playing music, and I'm going to talk over the music a little bit, and then as soon as the music's out, me or the board op at GCN can start building the cuss dump. It takes 20 seconds to build a 6-second dump live. So I'm not going to put either of you on the air ever until 20 seconds or so after the music is out coming back from an ad. So I'll just ramble a little bit and then throw it to you and say, like, what do you think, Ed and or Ethan or something like that, you know?
Okay.
All right, buddy. No worries, guy.
Yeah.
It's conscious in the head.
Yeah. You're laughing at me. You're laughing at how square radio is.
You know, I wasn't going to admit it until you brought it up, but yes.
Yeah, but, you know, we adhere to those rules, and we're not forced to. So
yeah, that's true.
It's all good.
Yeah. We're square by choice.
Well, the thing is, you're going to reach people today that would never, ever, ever, ever hear you guys otherwise. I mean, you're going to reach, like, you know, I said you should picture that the average listener is probably a 60-year-old grandpa in a reindeer sweater. You're gonna be heard by that guy, but you're actually also gonna be heard by just, like, literally a cross section of everybody that turns on the radio. You know, because people who would never ever find your show or my show on a web search will hear the radio. That's how it works.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, and we're on a 50,000 watt. We're on 16 stations total. We're on, like, I think 12 or 13 of them on Sundays. We're on more on Sundays than Saturdays. And one of them's like a 50,000 watt station in Knoxville, which is like a real, you know, it's a real market. And then we're on a bunch of little weird ones in little cow towns. We're on in my town. Remember that. I got to live here. So
remember that.
Yeah, right. That's right.
That's okay. We can keep that in mind.
It's so bizarre, I guess, like, turning on the radio and like listening to yourself. Yesterday they screwed it up though. Like, they played a half hour into our show, like, a football game came on while our show was on for about 20 minutes, and I called the guy and he fixed it and took it off, but something misfired with their automation software or his programming of it.
It's just odd. Yeah. But whatever.
Wow. Works. Yeah. How was that struggling with Nima having his power shut out yesterday? You were telling me.
You didn't get a chance to hear it.
No,
I never listened to it. Yeah, we had company over and stuff. I wasn't able to get away.
Basically, he and I were talking on the air, And like he went silent like mid sentence, and I looked over and you know at my computer that you know, and I wasn't connected to him anymore. So I just I kind of stammered, and then I kind of talked like, well, and you know, I think that that's not a good thing. And I kind of like sounded really stammery for a minute, and then kind of got back to it. We were riffing off an article, and I just looked at the article and started. I said, let me read some more from this article. And I did that until like 2 minutes later when the music came up and just went to the ad. And then I turned my mic down and called Nima on the phone. He said his power was out. I turned the mic back up, talked to the GCN board op, said, you know, which number should he call in on? Got the number, gave him the number, and he called in on the cell phone. And we had a half hour left, two segments, a long one and a short one. And I did most of the talking, but he did commentary because it sounded really bad. Like I sounded really good and he sounded really bad. So, yeah.
That's unfortunate. But, you know, I mean, you know, these things happened, right? The world didn't stop spinning.
Right.
Thankfully.
I don't know whether or not I'm going to take calls today. If we do, it'll definitely not be in the first hour. What I generally like to do, we're not on enough stations live yet that we always get calls when we give out the number, but sometimes we get calls without giving out the number because there's people listening somewhere and they look the number up. So I'll probably have the phone interface open. It just sounds bad to give out the number and then have no one call in, and then maybe I'll give out the number.
No, that's fine. It works for me. I love the idea of taking calls.
Yeah.
Thoroughly.
You're working on being able to do that, right?
Yeah, we are. But I mean, it's still a ways away for us yet. So at least a couple months, I think.
Well, can I imply that you guys are millionaires from Bitcoin?
You could imply it, but it would be wrong.
Yeah, not millionaires. Not yet. Give it maybe another year.
Can I say filthy rich?
Well, let's put it this way.
You're worried about the tax man, aren't you?
Yeah, well, yes, Ethan.
I'm not going to say that. What I'm going to say is I will neither confirm nor deny that I even have any specific amount of Bitcoin.
I know exactly how much you have. You're forgetting that the fact that the blockchain is public.
Oh, no. That's a portion of Bitcoin that is controlled by the Ed and Ethan show.
Mm-hmm.
But myself, I have no earthly idea how much I have, to be honest with you. Well, to be dishonest, I guess.
I think you should donate some of the Freedom Fiends.
I think I should too, but give it some time first.
Okay. Because I feel like we deserve it because we've been pimping the hell out of Bitcoin, but don't have any really. We had 3 Bitcoin and lost them. And that's a totally boneheaded thing to do. But I think it was worth it to the Bitcoin community because I've talked about it many times as a cautionary example. So my loss is the gain of the community to really not lose your password. And then right now we've got like 6/10 of a Bitcoin that we've gotten in donation since I lost my wallet. I'm surprised anyone donated after we lost our wallet. But and then we bought 10 Litecoin from Stephanie Murphy the day before it quadrupled about 12 days ago.
Hit on.
Yeah.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah, no, I guess, Michael, I just want to tell you that you probably shouldn't assume that I have a whole bunch of Bitcoin.
I just want to say it on the radio, and then you can deny it on the radio. But I've been talking about how I do have friends that are like half a millionaire now. You know,
that's fantastic.
I do want to talk about the fact that the Canadian dollar is worth more than the American dollar for the first time ever.
It's been. I mean, actually,
what is it at now?
I'm not sure, but I know that the Canadian and American dollar have actually been trading close to parity, above and below. They've been trading spots for quite a while now, actually.
Well, the thing is, I mean, when that started, wasn't that the first time, like a year ago or in the past year?
No, actually, the Canadian dollar was at one point earlier this century. It was more valuable than the American dollar as well. I mean, they've gone up and down. I mean, when I was in high school, the Canadian dollar was worth about, well, you know, I affectionately called the Who Wants to Be a Millionaire show. The Canadian version was Who Wants $672,000. Right?
So you got
to
say that on the air. That's funny. And you know, and we called I lived near the Canadian border for the first half of my life. In upstate New York, like you know, on Lake Erie, basically a mile from Lake Erie. Mm-hmm. And so we got a lot of Canadian change, you know, like not usually bills, but coins. And we called it funny money. Like we pretended it, we called it Monopoly money and funny money.
Yeah, you know, that's appropriate.
And some people won't, some people wouldn't take it, you know, even like pennies.
That's funny because everybody in Canada would take American currency.
Yeah. And now we don't have any pennies.
Well, that's when that's right. Back when America was number one, and now it's just pretending to be number one. It's kind of like, did you ever see that old movie? Of course you didn't. That old movie, Sunset Boulevard.
No.
It's a 1950s no. Noir black and white film with
That's probably Holden.
Holden? What's his name? It's basically about a woman, you know, it's made in the 50s and it takes place in the 50s, and it's about a silent film star from the 30s who was like, she was the biggest silent film star, but when talkies came out, she couldn't act and talk very well. So she faded out and she's like living in this broken down mansion with her like, you know, fur coats that are falling apart. And she's still, she's delusional and murderous and crazy and still thinks she's a star. And after she murders somebody and the police come to take her away, she descends down the staircase like she's at a premiere and says, and all the like news cameramen are there. And she's like, I'm ready for my close up.
Right. I seem to remember some sort of a reference there.
So yeah, that's America. You know. That's America. You know, used to be number one, and now we're walking down the stairs saying, I'm ready for my close-up, darling.
Right. Well, I don't know. It seems like everybody now, if they touch American currency, it's generally it recognized
burns,
that it's
it
valuable.
Burns, but, burns.
Well, no, it's kind of like, I don't know, hooking up with somebody you're not too sure of now.
Okay.
I mean, you know, I'm like, okay, say that on
I
air,
can I can bash America on the air, but you shouldn't. I want our listeners. Here's what I want out of you guys being on here, other than some really good entertaining guests, and I want to promote your show and I need guests today, but I want our listeners to be a little less USA number one, we're the world after hearing this show. I want them to be a little like, man, those guys are funny and they're like me and they hate the same things I hate. That's what I want out of this show. It's my grand scheme of these 2 hours we're going to do today. Okay. And that involves picking and choosing your battles and like, yeah, don't say America's like, although this is going to be on the probably released later on the week on Wednesday, but that's pretty funny though, man. But yeah, but the well, who wants to be a millionaire thing is hilarious.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we'll definitely do. We'll focus on self-deprecating humor there, Michael. Don't worry about that.
Yeah. When I was in Europe and I was touring with my film and getting a lot of euros and like, you know, the exchange rate at the time was like, you know, they were worth like $1.50 US. I just called them super bucks. You know, they were kind of like, I didn't really have to do any math in my mind other than like, these are like American bills, but they really have a lot of power, you know. It's kind of like crack versus cocaine or something.
Mm, right. Yeah, I guess, I don't know, the euro, well, from day one, the euro to me has always seemed ethereal, mythical, interesting, but, you know, it's just another.
I traveled Europe right around the time they switched over, so it was convenient for me.
Oh.
Didn't have to change currencies. That was the only benefit that I saw.
Aren't there a couple countries that just higher price, won't though. Do it? Aren't there a couple that European countries that aren't in the eurozone?
Yeah, there's the UK.
UK won't do it. And then, like some of the former Soviet countries.
Although,
I don't even know if.
There are a bunch of countries outside of the eurozone.
Yeah, Cyprus. Cyprus is unofficially basically the Middle East. And no, Cyprus is part of the eurozone, though, aren't they?
Yeah, Cyprus is.
Which
yeah,
is not the same as the EU, but it's close. It's most the same people, I think.
Right, but that. Yeah, I'm not sure exactly where the lines separate between the eurozone and the European Union, but the I know that outside there were like what. 12 or 16, something 16. Like that, countries that use the euro that aren't in the eurozone.
Yeah.
So it's, yeah.
Well, there's countries that use American dollars, especially for government transactions and black market transactions all over the world. It's like governments aren't recognizing it anymore, but drug lords do. You know, that's where American money's at.
I'll put that comparison again. I was.
you can laugh when I bash America. Just don't bash America.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's like
you have to realize we're on Sundays. We're on most stations after Rush Limbaugh's Week in Review, And on many stations were on before what's called the Cowboy Church, which is exactly what it sounds like. It's a Christian show by and for cowboys. So
the Cowboy Church.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, that's on some stations. And then the other stations, it's like a car talk show and then a home improvement show.
Wow, you just made this a lot more difficult.
Oh, I think I made it a lot more fun, man. Come on. I mean,
No. I mean, a lot more difficult to focus on self-deprecating humor, knowing that we are leaning into the
When in your life are you going to be able to speak to, 30,000 Rush Limbaugh fans? Before, they'll turn us off like 15 or 20 minutes into it, but they'll listen a little while.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. I'm absolutely excited about that. Don't get me wrong. I mean, I don't know. If I had the right mic, I think I could even pull off a Rush Limbaugh impersonation, but I don't know.
You don't have enough Vicodin to do it, man.
Ouch. Zing.
Oh, go ahead. I want to hear your Rush Limbaugh.
Really? I don't know if I can pull it off. I haven't even tried in years, but let's give this a shot. So... The problem, it's not even going to work. The problem with America today is the liberals. The liberals are really if you get right down to it, let's focus on this here, folks. Okay. So, yeah, I mean, that's
pretty good. The thing is, it's not quite that loud and ranty. Like, he does that same level of, like, kind of quieter somehow, I don't know. It's just, it's the muskrat in his brain or something pushing on his brain pan, or the chipmunk in his brain.
It's all the painkillers building up in his brain.
Isn't that what he was? Wasn't he treating the chipmunk in his brain with painkillers?
Yeah, I think so.
He's in favor of the war on drugs, and he was like arrested for illegally going to several doctors to get painkillers.
Oh yeah, but that's okay. He's popular and wealthy and so he doesn't need to go to jail for it. Nope. So that's okay. Yeah.
Probation.
I can't do Rush, but I can do NPR. Hi, you're listening to the Freedom Fiends, and today we're speaking with Ed and Ethan, our Canadian brethren to the north from Saskatchewan. Yeah. Saskatchewan.
Saskatchewan. Or if you prefer to the trucker slang here is Scratchy Bush.
Scratchy Bush. All right, that's not radio friendly. Yeah. Pretend you're speaking to your grandmother, and if your grandmother isn't that square, pretend you're speaking to my grandmother, who's really square.
Okay.
Who would love the Cowboy. She's dead, but if she were alive, she'd love the Cowboy Church and Rush Limbaugh.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, see, my grandmother was tagged in the public community as being somebody who is too sympathetic to things like lesbianism and such. Huh. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of stay away from gay marriage.
I imagine.
Just because it's we're trying to win hearts and minds here. And if you start with I try to stay away from the biggest like blah, 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 buttons for these people. And I try to just work on where we agree, which is, I don't like Obama. And then expand it out from there to George Bush wasn't so hot either, to all governments are tyrannical, and we'll do it all in the same paragraph.
Your way towards it.
Yeah. But
Yeah.
Yeah. But when you bring up the gay marriage thing, they go, wait, what? Although we hammer the war on drugs on here. And I'm debating saying something about the war on drugs here. If I'm debating doing it today or saving it for a Wednesday show. It's basically, what would you think of if a politician wanted to arm welfare recipients? What would most people think about that? And then take it to what if some politician wanted to arm welfare recipients, raise their welfare to $60,000 a year plus full dental and medical and give them a pension and then allow them to do home invasions and then not arrest them if they shoot anybody during those home invasions?
More than that, what if they required them to do home invasions?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
As a condition of receiving their
there you go. Payments. Okay, we'll go there. You make it sound so reasonable. All right. All right, I got to get on the
Yeah, you got 30 seconds
Comrex here. Well, no, we got 6 minutes, but
30 seconds to connect, I assume. Yeah. I don't know.
Order One World Way. Call 888-988-3325.
Hey, Brad. You there, Brad?
That's 888-988-3325.
Hey, Brad.
Or visit
One We World got Way. We got some guests here today. Nima's out on paternity leave. The guests are coming in through my side on Skype. Can you guys go ahead and talk, Ed and Ethan?
Howdy. Hello.
Hola.
No.
A.
Yeah, they're Canadian.
Hey, buddy.
Don't mind them. They're Canadian. How do we sound, Brad?
Perfect.
Yeah? Really? The volumes are all good? Let's all say our names. This is Michael Dean. Who we got on the other end there?
This is Ed Lemieux.
And this is Ethan. Don't try to pronounce my last name or Galician.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
How do we sound there, Brad?
That's fine.
Is it really? Wow. Radio's so easy.
Yeah. No effort required whatsoever. Yeah. That's why I enjoy it.
Yeah. Whoever was just talking, is that Ed or Ethan?
That was Ethan.
Okay. Yeah. Ed's mic is mixed really warm, and Ethan's, I would make Ed's more like Ethan's. Ed's is really woofy. No, Ethan's is kind of woofy, and Ed's is really clear.
Yeah, I can't do anything about that on my end.
Yeah.
A boot. Okay. Hey, when are you getting your mics, and should we start pimping the contest today?
No, don't pimp the contest today. We have to still work out exactly how we're converting our immense cryptographic wealth into audio equipment. So
talk to might buy them.
Okay. Well, we'll have to email him about that.
Okay. I heard you guys talking about. do we have time to talk?
Yeah, we got a couple minutes. Go ahead.
Okay. I heard you guys talking about some kind of mic that's like a plug and play mic, and you just go.
Yeah.
That these are kind of similar to that, I think.
Yeah.
Except the one I was talking about has like a plug in it for a headphone and an input and output, so you have latency free monitoring. Yeah.
Huh. That's cool.
Have you seen it's Derek J.
I see what it looks like. I didn't know it had that.
It looks
feature.
Like That's a cool. giant never mind. Can't say it on the air. we don't say it when we're not on the air yet, but can you guys hear the commercial feed, and could you hear Brad talking?
We could hear Brad
we
talking.
Could. And yeah. We heard something. Music.
Listen really quietly and tell me if you can hear commercials right now.
You're listening to SRN News.
Yep.
Yeah.
SRN
News.
Okay, good.
I
that means
will
you'll
never forget
that means
my
you'll
son
hear
Jeremy
the
told me he
you'll hear the music coming up. That's a good thing.
Sweet.
And you have the awesome. You have the program clock, right?
Oh yeah.
We have it up on the big screen
right now.
Okay. Yeah. The big board.
The big board. And we got it up on the big board.
I'm seeing on the big board that yeah.
No, oh, we're not taking. Hey, Brad.
Yep.
We're not taking phone calls for the first hour, but we might for the second hour.
Okay.
I think that's going to generally.
Canadians are definitely afraid of people.
They're Canadians. I'm melting. Yeah. All right. Cool.
They're going to bring their healthcare down here. Oh, run away.
I know. Oh, it's contagious. It's Canadian-ish. Yeah. All right. Let me make sure that the pigeon's still working here. Yeah. Worms.
Still flying?
Yeah.
I see something. Yo, worms.
Yeah. I'll turn mine on too. Not real loud, but it doesn't matter if the ding goes out. It's more important to have it on during a show so you can hear if someone sends it. If it's like, you know, you're not looking at the screen.
Right.
Yep.
You know.
Yeah. Well, it'll come through our headphones for us. So
yeah.
I have it on a little bit, but
yeah. But I'm going to send you the GCN number. Do you think there's any chance you're going to lose your power or internet? I mean, who knows? But
Michael, can you hear me typing on my keyboard when I type?
Go ahead.
I'm typing now.
Yeah. Yeah. It sounds like metallic snow, really quiet. I type all the time on the air, and people tell me I shouldn't, that it's bad. But I type so fast, it's like I want to impress. I like typing on the air. Because I type like 150 words a minute or something. It's a lot of mistakes.
Mine's like
but.
Five.
Hey, DJ. Can you bring me a soda pop? Thank you. What do you call soda pops up there?
Pop.
In America, they're called soda pop. Soda pop.
Soda with the IE, right?
Yeah, soda pop. Sody. All over right. America.
Okay.
If you ever talk to an American, say soda pop.
Well, keep it in mind, Michael, of course. That sounds credible to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. In Texas, if you go to a restaurant and ask for a pop, they'll give you a spanking.
They'll punch you in the nose.
Why? Right. Why is that?
Oh, because they don't like the word pop there. They call it soda.
Right. They're
no,
very,
because
they're
in Canada, that's something. That, no, because in Texas, that's something you can request in a restaurant in Texas. It's the law. You have to be able to get a spanking, and you ask for a pop.
Right, right. Who administers these spankings? I don't know.
Chicken
seems,
block?
It seems like a weird cultural throwback of some sort. I'm not sure why it happened.
Some skinny guy named Clem.
Right, okay. Well, now it makes sense.
They keep him in the back room. Okay, we're on in 1 minute, gentlemen.
Bring out the gift. Gotcha.
See, you guys know that. You guys know that show, but you don't know, Sunset Boulevard. All right.
Hey, man, block.
Futile.
Resistance is futile.
The board.
So, do you guys know much about the Québécois separatists? Can we talk about that?
Yeah, the Parti Québécois in Quebec, sure.
Do you guys speak French?
A little bit about that.
Do you guys speak French?
Man, no.
No.
Really?
Good, no. God, no. No.
Yeah, well, no, we're inundated with...
I'm going to ask you that again when we come back, because that'll endear you to our audience. God, no. French?
No. 305.
All right, here we go.
866-295-5305.
8 seconds.
Or hbextract.com. Heart and body extract for a long and healthy life.
Ow.
We should totally talk about the language laws in Quebec.
Oh yeah. Are they really nanny statey and horrible?
Oh, they make Quebec the laughing stock of Canada.
Cool.
Language police to go around to make sure that the French lettering on signs in Quebec is bigger than the English.
Yeah.
Okay.
With rulers and stuff, it's crazy.
Yeah, they even had there was a business that sells frozen yogurt. And on their spoons, there's an English language. They just got them stock ordered from somewhere. So there's an English word on the spoons. They came in, the French language police said, you have to replace all the spoons.
You have to hire someone to paint it on with a tiny brush.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Make work projects.
Even worse than that, they've got, what was it, Walmart is too English a sounding a name for a store. So they wanted to change it to Le Magasin Walmart, which is some sort of, yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah, it is funny. It's horrible, but it's funny.
We had a young kid and a young entrepreneur on that was fighting the language laws too.
Yeah.
What the heck's his name? I can't remember.
Xavier Menard,
yeah.
Yeah, he had a business name called Wellark, which the authorities said, no, it's too English sounding.
What percentage of your shows are interviews?
Not so much recently.
Yeah, well, I'd say probably about 40%, give or take.
Yeah.
Somewhere in that neighborhood.
How long have you been doing the show?
Year and a half.
Yeah.
Over a year and a half now, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Mm.
Le worms.
Yeah, I'm recording all of this. This is going to be another podcast. It's going to be the prep and the outtakes from the Ed and Ethan show. Probably be more popular than... anything.
Well, who knows? I mean, you know, it's just happy. I'm just happy to be on the air. This is so much fun.
This is so much fun.
It is, man. Yeah, I want to add an extra hour to the show, and Nima can't do it. He said he could do it if it was before the show. Like I have to get up to an alarm to do this show anyway. I don't want to get up an hour earlier.
That would be pretty tough.
Especially since the way radio works is if you ever, like, start making a lot of money at it and want to add more days and can afford to do that, you pretty much have to stripe it across the week. Like, in other words, at the same time. And I don't want to commit to getting up early every day the rest of my life. So,
I don't want to sound tough.
But what we talked about maybe doing was adding a third hour on Sundays after the show. You know, it would just go on for another hour. And sometimes Nima could name to make it, and sometimes he couldn't. And I would have guests, and you would be on that short list.
Oh, cool. Yeah, I mean, hopefully we'd be able to do that. I mean, yeah, I don't know. Our schedule is so up in the air right now just because we're
on the edge, man.
Yeah, we're on the edge of going to 5 days, but we're not entirely sure.
Well, you could do what Free Talk Live does. They're on 7 days a week. They have two hosts, but each host is only on 5 days a week, and they have subs the other 2 days.
Yeah.
I could sub for you guys a day here and there, too, if you needed that. What time's your show?
Oh, yeah,
is it a live thing?
No, not yet, but it will be, and it'll be at
6 Eastern, I think.
Yeah, 6 Eastern. 6
to 8. 6 to 8.
How are you going to stream it?
I don't even know yet. I mean, all of this stuff
for
is
the
being
live
out
version.
Even,
yeah, we don't.
I have a suggestion on that.
Okay. It depends on our.
When you get to that point, I have a suggestion of a service I use.
Okay.
Okay, cool.
That's way better than any like do-it-yourself free thing that's branded with ads. It's like $200 a year, and you have to set up a server to serve to it from you. But yeah.
Okay, it's not the Comrex?
Is it?
No, yeah. I use the Comrex, but no. I mean not for radio, for like internet streaming.
Okay. Is it a Shoutcast related thing?
Yeah, it's a Shoutcast server called Voscast. It's $200 a year and it's rock solid. You can also like upload as many things as you want to it, so it's like playing a random loop of your old shows when you're not live.
Okay.
Okay,
yeah.
20 seconds.
Yeah.
Okay. Call 888-213-433.
That doesn't sound like sounds that belong on the Radio Trolla.
Somebody made a loop of me the other day. I was clearing my throat while pronouncing a Middle Eastern name.
Right.
I'll play you a loop of this really quick.
Nice.
During the break.
Feel privileged.
Yeah. Here you go.
Oh my goodness.
Our torrent master made that into his ringtone.
That's awesome.
That is a quality ringtone.
Yeah. It sounds like some alien from like Star Wars or something.
Yeah.
From some science fiction movie. Yeah.
Yeah.
You insult my mother like that?
No. Klingon.
Yeah, it's a Klingon curse.
Right. Makes sense to me. Klingons are always cursing everything.
They're an angry people. Is that racist? I'm sorry.
Yeah, I think that's pretty racist, Michael. You might have to go to sensitivity training for that.
Interstellar racism.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Interstellar racism. Hey, by the way, if you, I don't know if we're going to get into it in this hour or the next hour or what, but if you want to mention that we interviewed Peter Schiff about Bitcoin.
Bitcoin's in the second hour.
Okay.
Cool.
Cool. Because, yeah, we were actually the first ones to act to really debate him on Bitcoin.
Yeah. Who won?
We did. Did of course.
You? Well, I think we did.
Did you both? I don't know. You and him walked away thinking you'd won?
Probably. I mean, you know, look, I was just, frankly, I was just showboating.
Did you ask him for money? Did you say, well, if you're so pro FD Federal Reserve notes, why don't you send me a few million?
No.
No, he's pro gold.
Yeah, he's pro gold and silver.
Right? Well, that works. Like, you should have asked him for some of that.
Nothing. Yeah, we should have.
You know what?
Oh.
Still got his email?
Actually,
his publicist's email.
Yeah. Yeah, we're not privileged enough to have Peter's. Although we have his home
phone
number.
We have his home phone,
yeah. we could call up and try to sell him free cruises or something.
Hey, yeah. Call up and sell him all of the ad time on the Freedom Fiends, and I'll pay you 50% commission. It's
nice.
It's $500 $500 per 30 seconds for 1 month. So
perfect.
Call him up and sell him all of our ad time and 50% commission. We're almost back. We got 30 seconds here.
Okay. We'll let you settle in here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You want me to send you that?
Please do.
Yeah, I will. All right.
You right? Just making sure again. Yeah. All right.
5720, because then that's when DJ says, "You've been listening to the Freedom Fiends." Doesn't she have a great voice?
Oh, yes. Yeah. She's awesome.
Her
man.
Voice is very similar to Stephanie Murphy. A lot of people. The webmaster at GCN thought Stephanie Murphy did all our commercials and bumps.
Huh. Cool.
Which is kind of weird because they sound so much alike and they're both on radio, and Stephanie Murphy is like starting a business doing voiceover. Mm-hmm. But it's weird that there's somebody out there doing voice that already sounds like it's confusable with her. It's not good branding for Stephanie. Stephanie should like affect a Canadian accent and do that or something.
She should patent her voice is what
she should what?
She should patent her voice. Yeah. That way she'd squeeze DJ.
No, DJ would win that lawsuit because she in patents, you have to, if you can prove prior art, and DJ's been sounding like that for about 20 years more than
Yeah. Okay. All right. I mean, maybe if Stephanie got a really good lawyer and proved that the concept of the sound was thought of.
All right. Here we go.
podcast, 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 podcast.
Excellent. Let's take a little kitty break.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Kittybreak.com.
Meow.
Kittybreak.com.
I'm still recording.
Do you want to?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good stuff. I went off on a rant there and probably didn't let you get a word in edgewise, but no, it was a good rant. Good rant. I think we need to follow up with what we said, though, is talk about Obama and the Medal of Freedom and the people who've won it. Okay. And then I want to talk about how, like, you know, I think he did it because he wants the right-wing pundits screeching about it, because they have been, you know. Misdirect. And then talk about the Ron Paul medal vote thing.
Okay.
Although, be careful to say we're not racist.
I'm going to reboot and then pee-pee kitty.
Hey, Nima. Nima.
Yeah, yeah.
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 Yeah. Did the U.S. form the Taliban or Al-Qaeda? I always get it mixed up. Charlie Wilson.
Al-Qaeda.
Okay.
The Taliban was government, Al-Qaeda's terrorist organization.
You must be a terrorist because you know the difference.
Although I guess I repeat myself with that. Taliban was a national government, a national terrorist organization. Al-Qaeda was an international terrorist
organization. We should point out it was a bipartisan thing because it was Reagan let Democratic Congressman Charlie Wilson work with the CIA for Al-Qaeda to form Al-Qaeda.
And are we going to get to arming rebels or arming
I have it in there Libya's, without JSOC, who would build the next Taliban. I want to riff off this within the Medal of Honor thing because Reagan is one of the recipients of it.
Okay.
I think we should start with all the right-wing pundits are upset about Obama giving the medal to Oprah.
Why Oprah? Why are they so upset about Oprah? Because we're back in 14.
Come and click the winter specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products.